I welcome you all with love. And we just finished a 7-day spiritual fast with 40 people from all over the world. And so we literally just finished it just before we started with you here. And so we're pretty happy to be here. And even though the world's having a hard time, the truth is when you know the inner self, you're never having a hard time, even though the outer conditions may be difficult. So let's start with a little prayer, merging the heavens and earth. Ishimiku kushabrihu ushimite. Bihu arimu mayaj. Shimike bhavke. Biyadashlu shem kuzrael kolam. Amen. Feel the integration of the heart and the mind. When they're integrated, we have what's called the wisdom of the heart. That is the way we get through these very unusual, but not untypical times if you know the history of humanity. So, the way I like to start is with a little bit of spiritual dance, because spiritual joy gets really activated with spiritual dancing. So as you see this, either in the moment or on a video later down the line, it's really good to dance for spiritual joy, because it keeps you remembering the truth of things. When we live in a world that is actively trying to take your joy away, actively, not passively, and that's what we really need to get. These people, they don't know what joy is. And there's a state of kind of misery. They don't have empathy or remorse or guilt. They don't know about love. And it's like their AI is an image of that. The AI consciousness doesn't know about empathy, remorse, guilt, or love. As they don't. But we do. That's what makes us human, not robots. So when we dance for spiritual joy, we're also talking, dancing for our humanity. So after we dance, then we do a little meditating. And so here's a mantra. If you have your own, that's great. If not, here we go. Here's a mantra to use. And it's yod on the in-breath, hey on the out-breath, wah on the in-breath, hey on the out-breath. Yod from the base, the spine up to the heart, hey, and hey out to the world. Wah from the base to the third eye. And again, down through the heart, out through the world. So we just keep repeating that as we meditate until we're quiet. That's all. After we dance and we go into meditation, and the process that aid the meditation is called Haniha or Shaktipa. It's the sharing of the spiritual energy, which is what we really need to do to help awaken the world. That's what we're doing. Okay? So let's start dancing first. And we'll go from there. We'll dance for about 3 minutes. Okay, done. Let's go for it. Okay. Now we're going into meditation. Here we go. Just focus on my eyes. Let the energy flow. Time to come out of meditation. And if anybody wants to share, Doug's saying people can share and ask questions. So if anybody wants to share about their experience, that's good. But let's proceed. 1967, Marsha McLuhan said something really interesting. He said, 1967, okay, we have reached a critical point in our ability to absorb and process change and still remain sane. And I think that's one of the problems we face today. I mean, we're going beyond that, and we are living in in the sane world. In a sense, our new normal, okay, has become the form of institutional insanity. So I'm linking those two kind of statements here. And what we're facing truly is institutional insanity. We can say they're evil people, okay, but we're talking about insane evil. We're talking about demonic evil, which from a human point of view is insane. We're talking about trying to kill everybody on the planet, except for a few elite. Yes, it won't work. I understand that. But that's not the point. We're still, in the moment, appearing to succeed. Yet many of us know that any, but it's not going to happen, you know, and God is not going to allow that to happen. There are many, many people waking up. What they are creating is a big wake-up wave, okay? But there's an insanity behind it. There's a demonic violence behind it. And I mentioned a little bit earlier is that these people don't know about empathy, and they don't know about love, and they don't know about guilt, they don't know about remorse. They're basically demonic AI. I put those two together because we're talking about no feelings, we're talking about psychopaths. They don't have feelings, they don't have remorse, and this is their game, and our job is to wake up enough to understand that these people are criminally insane. If you don't understand that, you can't play. It's like going on a football field, and it's tackle field football and not touch. And it's like, wake up. So part of the work of this program, and I feel what Richard is doing, is helping people wake up. It's like, whoa! This is pretty amazing what's going on. What's concerning is that so many people are buying the lies. Now, less and less, that's the good news. But again, there's a bigger thing. We're not talking about U.S. politics. We're not talking about Trump and Milagro. All that's important, but it's the insanity of doing these things that they never... You would never think anyone would do like that before. You know, raiding a former, well, really not former, president's home, looking for stuff that they have no, it's just too intimidating. So look at that and say, that's crazy. That's beyond the bounds of kind of the rules, so to speak. But that's the way psychopaths are. If we don't understand that, we cannot approach this in an intelligent way. So we can say, oh, let's get outraged. Oh, they're really, you know, they're just mean. But it's not that. It's way bigger than that. And when you, as a psychiatrist, you work in a psychiatric institution, you see people do things that don't make any sense to me, to you. And psychotic actions are divorced from reality. Now, they're trying to create a reality that's so out of touch with normal human reality. Now, have people done that before? Yeah. This has been going on. People have been trying to conquer the world, you know, even from before the time of Noah, okay? And then you have the Tower of Babel. Now, that was a, you know, Nimrod, that was a pretty crazy thing he did. How do we build a tower to the heavens? I mean, I can't even imagine that thinking. And everybody, the energy came and people got lost and confused. All these different things happened. We don't know the full story, but basically they were dispersed all over the planet, so they couldn't do that. Something like that is going to happen to the, you know, globalists, the people above the globalists, and the energy above those, above the globalists, and above those people. Okay, something is going to happen. I don't know what it is, but there'll be some intervention. Our role is just not to buy the lie. Buy the lie. It's like poetry. So those are the real challenges we have. Yes, it is a definite challenge to stand up to the dark forces. And we need to understand that we do need to stand up, and we do need to understand the dark forces. Not everybody agrees. Well, maybe the president doesn't know what he's doing, and Biden is, you know, senile, which he is, but that's not the point. It's not a deep level understanding. The deep level is there's a force grasping the world trying to turn it to darkness. Okay, that's what we're talking about. And the psychopaths are tools, the global elite psychopaths, are tools in turning it to darkness. Our job is not to be blind to the darkness. Our job is to stay in the light and not accept the new normal of institutional insanity, which is said, which acts as if it's normal. We go into the U.S. government, they can say all kinds of things are upside down and sideways. It's insanity. Somehow they expect you to buy their insanity. But you don't have to buy it. Okay? You don't have to buy it. They have the power right now to say those things and can't be challenged head on. But as people wake up, more and more challenge will emerge from these demonic psychopaths. The psychopath is one level. The demonic is that they're trying to destroy the world. That's what demons try to do. Okay? And part of that is what I'm going to call united non-compliance. United non-compliance. Now, Doug, who does the background show, mentioned that we do have space now that for questions. If anybody has any questions, you're welcome to ask them as this unfolds. Okay. Now, in addition to that, or integrated with that, is another idea. The truth didn't go somewhere. We went somewhere. Think about what I just said. We went somewhere. So people bought the big lie, they bought the COVID, you know, lie, and they bought all these things. You know, if you know a little bit about epidemiology, we know lockdowns have never worked. We know wearing masks has never worked. The 6 feet distance is totally made up. And they're now admitting all that, now that they've done their damage. They're admitting all this, like, whoa. Okay, so even they are agreeing that the 6 foot thing is, they just make it up. There's no evidence for these things. The evidence is against these things. Many studies show the masks never worked in any of the epidemics. They work if you're doing a surgery and you don't want to get your saliva in the wound. That's what they work for. Okay, and so all these things, they clearly, the bioweapon, or the vaccine, was never meant to work. And we know that people who got vaccinated have much more chance to get COVID and much more illness just from the vaccine. And so that gets just a little scary when you think about it. And I don't know how far that is scary. I'll try to explain that. I heard just the other day, somebody heard from an insider in the military that the vaccine's supposed to kill everybody who got it within 10 years. Now, I say that, but we have developed an antidote. I don't want to spend too much time on COVID, but we have developed an antidote, which we believe. And it's a long explanation, which I'm trying to make short, with a product called Illumidine. It's a special form of iodine, scalar wave active iodine, that can reverse the spike, turn off the spike protein production, and reorganize the DNA so that healthy cells are being produced, and the biologically dangerous cells, the pathogenic cells, are being eliminated, which is the way the body works. So it returns it by taking charge of the process we call apoptosis. So we have that to start reversing that. We have a certain thing to reverse the radiation. I wrote a paper, which you can find on my website, at treeoflife.mn.co, myself and Noni Crystal, on that there's radiation in the injection. Okay? We prove it pretty thoroughly and all the difficult things from that. And how the injection also plants bio, it has an internal network which then connects to an outer network. And part of what we're seeing now is there's these clots that aren't blood clots, but there's some kind of metallic clots that are killing people. But in the meantime, before they do that, they are transmitters to outer structures that can control people. But people are dying from these metallic clots that are not biologically alive clots. They're just totally unusual. But the point I'm trying to make here is that the bioweapon injection is kind of taking over our consciousness with you know, being connects us to an outer electromagnetic high frequency structures, which are not good for us. So what am I trying to say? We're going back to, we've built up what we consider an antidote, I'll know in 10 years, but which is the Illuminine, which you can get from Dr. President Global, and the radiation neutral, which is, which undoes the radiation from the injection. Within 2 months, you go to zero on that, and then you take it on the regular, a few times a week to keep any more radiation. And a thing called Mega Defense, which is just a very interesting immune stimulating Chinese herbal combination. I say immune stimulating because we know the bioweapon injection depletes and destroys the immune system, so this goes the other direction. Now, we haven't done double-blind research on this. It's not really reasonable or possible to do. But this is what we think. It's more our theory. It isn't like this is the truth. Okay? You know, this is our theory about it. Because we have to try something here. You know? And so that's based on our theory, we're undoing the biological distortion that creates a DNA that's no longer human, number one, and two is creating spike protein. Illuminine also neutralizes the spike protein, positive negative charge, and things like that. Okay, so we may have a way that can destroy it. I don't know for sure. I don't want to make a claim on it, but we can't. You sit here and be helpless. So, that's as far as I can go with it. It theoretically makes sense, but we can't push it beyond that. So we have a way of kind of undoing it. This is what we believe. Can't prove it yet. Do people get better when we do that? Yeah, but that doesn't prove it, you know. So point is, we have to stand up. We have to be in a sense, non-compliance. We have to realize the truth didn't go anywhere. We went somewhere. We got, the world got into a mass psychosis. Now, I'm not just bringing that up myself because, you know, different leading doctors have already made that statement. And when you buy that mass psychosis, okay, you buy the injection, you buy the fear, and you make life-damaging decisions, okay? I call it institutional insanity. Oh, you need to take this injection. This will protect you. That's what they said, not based on any truth whatsoever. So psychosis is never based on any reality or truth. When I say it's a mass psychosis, I actually mean it's a mass psychosis. It's people really believing what isn't true. Okay, there's no reality to it. That we call psychosis. Okay, if you have any kind of understanding, because there's something wrong here. I don't quite get it. You have at least some doubt. You buy that story without any data, without any proof, that fits, takes you into that mass psychosis that different factors, you know, who are opposed to all this are talking about. So we're not exaggerating. I'm not exaggerating this psychosis. I'm not exaggerating where truth didn't go anywhere. We did. Now we're saying, let's turn back to the truth. Let's start to understand the truth of this, not only the physiological truth, not only the political truth, but the spiritual truth. What will save us is no longer choosing to comply, no longer choosing to go along with it, and supporting yourself and other people about that. So that's the universal medical plan. More stuff is coming. Our job is to do the best we can to not comply and stay out of the way. So that's what we're facing, you know. And then to educate as many people as possible, because this can't last too much longer. Yes, many people will die. That's not me saying that. I mean, that's set all over the place. There's nothing prophetic about that. My concern is, let's have that hope, let's have that focus, let's do some things that can protect it. Being in good health protects you. Doing these little things that I'm talking about, we believe, will protect you in the big picture and in the long run. If you've taken the injection. Now, if you haven't, then you're in a much better situation. You want to stay out of the way, but you don't want to comply. You don't. Basically, it's a statement, is I'm a sovereign being, okay, and I do not consent. Now, part of that is we do need to be connected to the divine because that supports our spiritual sovereignty and our power not to consent. But that's what we're talking about. That's what we're working on in this picture. And in essence, that's the important thing, because at that point, we're now part of the institutional insanity. Okay? That's our big task right now, is separating ourselves from the institutional insanity and being sane in our life and how we're approaching all that's going on. And understand the people who are not sane or psychotic in this are the so-called leaders, the medical leaders and the political leaders that are supporting it. I'm going to say spiritual leaders, I'm not saying spiritual, religious leaders, who are going along with this. But they're part of this mass psychosis. And you're seeing it at all levels. You're seeing it in the churches, you're seeing it at the Pope level, you're seeing it, you know, in the temples, you're seeing it all over the place. So that's our job, is we don't consent. We're sovereign beings, we don't consent, and we don't comply. We're not going to be part of the institution of sanity. These are all kind of the bottom line of this. And the second part of this is get healthy. You know, where do we look at our optimal health? Well, let's talk about it. At least 80%, 100% vegan diet, 80% mindset. Now, a lot of people may say, well, that's way beyond us. You can move in that direction. So what if it takes you a year or two? It's still going to make you healthier. Your immune system will be better. For men, you'll live 7.2 years longer. For women, 4.4 years longer. Although we're not worrying about lifespan. We're all talking about survival right now. But that's part of it. You're going to be healthier. You're going to have more energy. Okay, that's one piece. You begin to do movements, a bit of exercise. Dancing is a good thing. You do service and charity for other people. Okay? You begin to meditate. The meditate actually grows your brain. All these things are literally, not figuratively, not metaphorically, are shrinking your brain. Okay? And you meditate, which also, you know, as they say, grows your brain. The exercise, which grows your brain. So these are really important things, and we kind of work collectively with each other. We're like-minded people. This channel, Lost Nights Radio, we get some TV, I guess they don't say TV, but TV, is a way of reaching out to people. And, you know, check with your friends, form groups that where people can feel be supported, because part of what happens is they don't feel supported. Well, let's find friends who can support each other. People are not willing to be part of this institutional insanity. Okay? You know? And I know there are really big pressures. That's what Marshall McLuhan said in 1967, right? All this stuff is going on, and it's hard to remain sane. So those are kind of the issues we face on a personal level. I mean, there's lots of issues out there. And most of the people listening to this are probably quite educated and aware of those issues. But the part I'm talking about is your inner self that you were supposed to be sane. So I kind of mentioned these are things that, that help you get in touch with the inner truth of who you are. So when I say that truth didn't go somewhere, we went somewhere, now we're going to return to the truth. Okay? We're breaking out of that psychosis and returning to the truth. So that's my message. I'm going to just ask if there are any questions. Okay? You want to dance for joy. You want to keep smiling. We need to be in touch with the truth of who we are, which makes you smile. Makes you kind of happy. Now you say, well, that's crazy. This is terrible. Well, yeah. But we exist in the inner world where the truth is. So when you go from the inner world of truth, then you can face an outer world of the mass psychosis, which is upside down. But you don't have to believe the upside down. You don't have to be immersed in it. That's really what I'm saying. So may everyone be blessed that we have the internal strength to be connected to our internal truth, and in that way be a light to the world and help transform the world back to sanity, back to the bigger truth, the divine dominating. I'm